Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning means it's time for Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE and, of course, streaming online as well at myalbertlee.com. He's taken a couple weeks off, but he's back with us bright and early on this Saturday morning. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance Group. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. It's actually been more than a couple weeks. I think I've had fill-ins since right around February, 15th or whatever the date was. I was on my crop insurance push, whatever you want to call it. And it gets pretty hectic and crazy around here. So we had other personnel from our office. I shouldn't even say fill in because I like having them do the shows too. But I want to say thank you. They all did a great job. And then last week, Mike, I got to apologize to our listeners that they did have a repeat show because I was going to do the show last Saturday. And somebody got the flu, and I guess I was feeling pretty miserable.
Yeah.
and I didn't think I would probably do a very good show when I was feeling miserable. And I know the women are out there saying, "Yeah, if you're a woman, you would have done it, no problem," and probably right. But I just had the flu last weekend, so.
Well, you're back up and running for this past week, and glad you're feeling much, much better than when I talked to you last week as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I got to say, it was fairly quick, but it was kind of like what truck hit me. So, anyway, but we got a show to do here.
We
and,
do.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it's kind of in relation to the invasion, the Russian invasion of Ukraine, because I think people need to realize that, it may be going on over in Ukraine, but no matter what is taking place with the Russian invasion and the war in Ukraine, it affects all aspects of life, and it affects a lot of people in the United States as well.
Oh, it's affecting us quite a bit, and we'll talk about the effects on implications from the Russian invasion according to insurance, okay? Now, I'm going to do this show without any political views, okay? I'm sure we all have our political views on this, but we're just going to try to talk about what the Russian invasion of Ukraine does and is how it's affecting the insurance market. So,
and I'm guessing one of those words, Tom, would be the implications are it's going to be expensive.
No, absolutely, and that's everything on this with the the inflation that we got going on. We might have had some going on before this, but then this just magnifies it. So. But the financial issues is the Russian attack on Ukraine has potential implications for global insurance industry, Mike, and in some cases for the U.S. insurance industry, or I should say, and in some cases for the insurance U.S. insurance industry. In seeking just one word to explain these implications, that word would be, we just said it, expensive, right, Mike?
Right.
And insurance companies are institutions that are very vulnerable to the world's financial situation, okay? The world's insurance industry is very intertwined with the financial situation of the world. Already we have seen the negative financial impact worldwide from the stock market volatility, oil, and commodity prices. Obviously, we go to the pump, our oil and gas prices are way up, our commodity prices are way up. So just right there, what does that affect us here in the United States? It makes all of our goods much more expensive because it takes that much more time, or excuse me, it takes that much more money to get the items to our stores, right?
Right.
And then commodity prices is going to raise our food prices. Merchant cargo and shipping costs are extraordinary right now. Aviation interruptions, disruptions in the banking and investment sectors, and loss of Russian imports and exports. Any country, state, territory, or entity that does business with Russia will be affected financially. Okay? Now, sanctions against a country like we are doing with Russia will affect Russia the most, okay? However, these sanctions have impacts on other parts and people of the world also, and we are already seeing those effects here locally. Correct, Mike?
Absolutely. As we're talking about the insurance implications from the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and, you know, when we're talking about insurance coverage, Tom, you know, most
yep.
aspects of insurance coverage will not be a viable resource due to a lot of standard policies.
Exactly. So you exactly just said it. In most aspects, insurance coverage will not be a viable resource due to standard policy exclusions for war and military action, nuclear hazard, governmental action, and acts or decisions. So when you see all those buildings being blown up and things like that over in Ukraine and things like that, guess what? That's not going to be covered by insurance, okay? We all have those exclusions that we have exclusions to the insurance policies for war. Shipping and cargo risk. Merchant ships in Ukraine have been hit, and insurers are either not offering coverage for vessels sailing the Black Sea or demanding huge premiums to do so, okay? So they're either not covering the ships and cargo, or they're charging
high price.
Incredible premiums, yep. The Black Sea is a critical region for agricultural and oil traders, with Ukraine and Russia accounting for more than a quarter of the global trade in wheat and about one-fifth of corn. The Ukrainian ports have now been overtaken by Russia, so any ships and cargo there are in jeopardy. Okay, so all of the disruptions and lack of cargo movement will only serve to further hamper the supply chain. There we go again now, the supply chain. Just think of all these things that we already had issues with, but now this war just magnifies it. And that was already being done with the COVID-19 disruptions. Aviation insurers have lost premiums, with insurers having stopped coverage for air carriers in Ukraine in mid-February, and airlines are no longer flying in and out of Russia. Marsh McLennan, parent company of the world's largest insurance broker. Now, let me say that again. Marsh McLennan, parent company of the world's largest insurance broker, has announced it will exit all of its business in Russia. It has annual revenues of nearly $20 billion in U.S. dollars and 83,000 employees advising clients in 130 countries, okay? That's saying something.
Pretty huge number at $20 billion in revenue, 83,000 employees advising clients in 130 countries. So as we say, Tom, it really is. It's a trickle-down effect on the invasion that's taking place in Ukraine. Let's take our quick break here, Tom. Let's continue on talking about insurance implications from Russia invasion of Ukraine, how it affects us right here in southern Minnesota, and we come back with our insights into insurance program here on Kate 1450.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. That's why there's Nationwide. That's why there's Nationwide. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this final Saturday in the month of March. We're talking with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance on our Insights into Insurance program. The topic today is the insurance implications from Russia with the invasion of Ukraine. And Tom, cyber attacks is another big thing that's going to be happening.
And it is happening. And since the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a surging wave of cyber attacks materialized. I think we haven't even begun to see those, and I think we're going to probably see some pretty large ones. And DBRS Morningstar is a global credit rating service, anticipates insurance companies in Europe and North America will see a large uptick in claims and litigation costs as a result. Although acts of war are typically excluded from cyber policies, the current situation will make attributing the attacks to specific actors difficult, as insurers will need to show that the attack and claim are not related to a state-sponsored attack or performed by a group serving as a proxy for a government. Cyber warfare is typically not acknowledged by state actors. So what they're saying is it will be excluded if the Russian government is cyber attacking, but it's not going to be excluded if it's somebody else that's in the Russian. But it's how do you prove that it is or isn't? That's the big deal. So inflationary risk has and will continue to escalate worldwide due to the trickle-down effect of the negative financial impact we are seeing. Cost of vehicles are way up. Cost of building materials is extraordinary. In turn, increases values of an items you insure, which you guessed it is increasing your premiums. Okay, so if all of a sudden you had a $150,000 replacement cost house, maybe you got a $250,000 replacement cost house. Well, you're going to pay premium on that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Overall, the invasion from Russia and Ukraine is costing you money. Yep, Mr. Putin is costing you money. Things you can look at doing on the insurance side, okay? Looking at increasing your deductibles, okay? So if maybe you got a $500,000 deductible on your home, maybe you might want to look at $2,500 deductible, okay? These are just ideas. First of all, you got to make sure that you can afford those deductibles, okay?
Great. Yep.
Making sure you keep your driving record clean, okay? If you have speeding or DWI or anything like that, okay? Those, again, will be amplified with the premium increases based on what the situation in the world is going and the increase in insurance premiums, okay? So the next thing I would ask you to do is have a review with your agent to look over your policy, okay? Is there things that we should be looking at covering or things that you might want to say, hey, I think I can take more risk on that. You know what I'm saying? Those are all things that you can maybe look at doing and looking over your policy to make sure that you're not being overcharged on something or that you are missing on for coverage. You know what I'm saying? So those are all things that you can do.
And, Tom, I know I've heard on the news on the national side of things this invasion of Ukraine is not going to go away anytime soon. It could be just... You know, they're just starting to ramp up. It's only a month or so into it. So, as you say, time to start looking at your insurance policies, because as the longer this war goes in Ukraine, it definitely is going to affect all of us, if it hasn't already affect those here in the United States of America as well. If they have questions, Tom, they can always give you a call at Americana Insurance.
Yes, they can call us at 507-377-2000. And we have people here that can help them out. And then also they can go to AmericaInsurance.com, or they can email me about a question on insurance or any interest in insurance at insights@AmericanaInsurance.com.
Another very informative program this morning, Tom. Good research on your part. And folks, give the Americana Insurance Group a call today, 507-377-2000. They can help you walk you through the process, as prices aren't going to go down anytime soon on really anything as the Russian invasion continues in Ukraine. It's a little colder today, Tom, so you probably won't be out raking or cleaning up the yard, but enjoy the rest of the weekend anyway.
Hey, you too, Mike. Take care.
That's Tom, and I'm Mike, and that'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.